KAC4EZ and W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I'm a definite believer in that. Even pick up a different hammer on a different day, right? Because sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes my brain just gets into a lock and it's just doing something wrong and I just need to lay it down and go do something else, come back and pick it up the next day or a day or two later and boom, it works perfect. I don't know what I was doing before that was wrong, but I must have been doing something wrong. But that's just the way our brains work. Sometimes just sleeping on it. Sometimes we just get into, I know there's been times that I was walking from one room to another and I put down my vernier calipers. And then I had to go, I needed them, so I went back to the other room and picked them up, and they were gone. Some grandmom picked them up and moved them around. I couldn't find them for anything. And then later I opened the closet door, and there they were sitting on the shelf in the closet door. And I remembered that I set them down while I was reaching to get and balancing myself with the other hand to reaching high to get something. So that's the way our brains work. But I'll that vertical sounds good. And I like the four-band vertical that you had with the box, with the PVC box. That one I can understand. And the connection that goes into it is pretty easy. It looked like it was pretty easy to build out about three pieces of PVC. And the wires were easy enough. The only thing that I haven't resolved in my head is where to hang it, how to hang it, where to hang it, to get the most height out of it, but not have it tangled up in a tree. Because I don't have trees that have no limbs. What I was thinking is stretch a line between two tall trees and then tie a knot in the parachute cord in the middle of between the tall trees and then pull it up between the two tall trees. That would work. And I've got a spot in the backyard that I can do that that's not visible from the street, which is the HOA requirement. So it can't be visible from the street. So I think I have a plan there, but it's going to take me a little bit of coax to get to that place in the backyard. It's not like the mystery antenna. It drops out of the eave of the house. It makes a turn about 6 feet away from the house and goes straight up into the bottom of the antenna. That's perfect. Coming right out of the house, going right into the antenna, not 6 feet away. You're not getting any coax loss that way, or you're minimizing it. Anyway, anything else for the net tonight, Fred? I know it is kind of late, but appreciate you hanging around waiting on us.
W4DJW, KC4EZ, and not a whole lot. Give some thought to where you're going to hang the radial. So I tried to, and it worked. Four worked a whole lot better. And again, my thing was getting it high enough to where I can ride my lawnmower under it and mow the grass. And there are days when it seems to work better than anything else, and there are days when it acts like it is totally deaf. So, but for what you're looking for, if you looked at the photographs, it was hard to see. The only thing you could really see was the gray PVC pipe. I sprayed it, I painted it gray just because the one at the top I left white. And it sticks out like a sore thumb, but I don't have an HOA. And most of my neighbors are more curious than they are upset about it. So anyway, we'll leave it at that, Dave, and everybody have a good weekend. We had a busy day running errands here and there, and I took my Corsair 2 to a fellow who thinks he can fix it. And look forward to getting that old radio back on the air. I really love that radio till it quit working. And I don't have the knowledge, skills, or tools to know how to fix it at all. But anyway, we'll see how that works out. W4DJW, KC4EZ, and 73.
Okay, Harry. Well, yeah, I didn't think about the radials. Well, I thought about them, not tonight, but I thought about them when I was looking at the pictures, is how would I get those radials not to run into a tree. Get to stretch them across the yard. On one side, it wouldn't be too bad at all. It'd be really simple. But on the other side, it'd be getting close to one of the neighbors, the lines. And I think I read somewhere there was like 33 feet or 30-something feet. I'll have to look at that again. But I'll have to rethink that because where I was thinking about that would be good for radials on one side, but not so good for radials on the side that's closest to the neighbor's yard, unless my neighbor doesn't care. And there's no grass to cut under there. That's all woods. So maybe he wouldn't even know about it. Depending on how high I got the bottom of it, he may not even know about it. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Appreciate you hanging around, Harry. Always good conversation. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag 2 portion of the net. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night at the same time where KJ4RQZ, Nathan, will be calling. I called for him last Saturday, so he's going to call for me this Saturday. So check in with Nathan tomorrow night at 9 p.m. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.